Mostly cloudy skies. The rain we've seen for the last couple of hours looks like it's come to an end, at least for now, here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. So mostly cloudy, 54 degrees, wind chill of 52. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks made a change. Mike Budenholzer, you won more games than any other team in the NBA the last 5 years. Mike Budenholzer, you won the first NBA championship that Milwaukee has seen in 50 years. Thanks a lot. Your services are no longer needed. Yowza. I got to say, I'm very disappointed in this. It's a case where we have a culture right now that it's either win everything or bust. What about the trip? What about the journey? What about the moments? What about the fun? And I don't want to hear people say, well, he's still going to get his money. Doggone it. It's more than money. And it's actually something I want to talk about either today or early next week. There was a story, a worldwide story, about one of the most famous and richest athletes in the world, Lionel Messi, known as perhaps the greatest soccer player the world has ever seen. Just won the World Cup with Argentina this past winter. And this week, Lionel Messi was suspended by his club, Paris Saint-Germain, where he's making an ungodly amount of money every week, because he blew off workouts to fly to Saudi Arabia. And you're thinking, why would Lionel Messi, world soccer superstar, Argentinian, fly off to Saudi Arabia? Well, he signed a multi-million dollar deal to be a promoter of Saudi Arabia. Lionel Messi has so much money that you wouldn't know what to do with it. And yet, he needs a little bit more. And he's selling himself out to the Saudis. And not only that, the Saudis said, come on over, we need you to do something. And he blew off his team. And his team did the right thing, and they suspended him for 2 weeks. And it looks as though his career at PSG is coming to an end. His contract was coming up. There was talk about him staying, but now it looks like that's all done. And there's actually some talk of him making, I mean, upwards of $400, $500 million a year if he decides to go play full-time for a club in Saudi Arabia starting next year. Again, I'm going to go in circles here, but Mike Budenholzer, I don't think, wanted to be the Milwaukee Bucks coach next year because of the money. And I don't think he's okay with getting fired because he still has time on his contract that the Bucks are going to have to pay him. And I just think that the idea of firing a guy after, I think, he did as good a job in the regular season as he's ever done. A year ago, the Bucs had some issues in the regular season. This year, they decided that, you know, they made some adjustments. Budenholzer made some adjustments, and they ended up winning 58 games, number one in the NBA. And then in game one of the Eastern Conference playoffs, they lost Giannis for basically three games. Yeah, the last two games were painful, incredibly painful. But when you look at the big picture, what are the Bucks looking for here? Is there this magic guy that's going to come in and just be the ultimate superstar that will never, ever make an error? I don't see it. And from everything we've heard, Mike Budenholzer is a good guy, a good human being that deserves nothing but the best. His record, not only with Milwaukee, but Atlanta, has been stellar. So, again, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in what the Bucks did. And it would have been one thing if they had come together and decided, well, you know, maybe the time is right. Maybe Budenholzer wants a new challenge. Maybe the Bucks, you know, discussed it and we can move on. But the idea, they said, well, we're firing this guy. We decided this guy is just not good enough for us. That really bugged me yesterday when I heard. So coming up next, we're going to be talking Wisconsin sports, and I think that is going to be the start. The big news out of Milwaukee yesterday with Mike Budenholzer being fired by the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll talk about the struggles of the Milwaukee Brewers, Packer rookie camp getting underway, a contract extension for Jordan Love. A lot to talk about in Wisconsin sports. And we'll do that with Paul Micklegg. We do it every Friday. Great way to get into the weekend. Talk some sports, and we'll do that with the Newman Catholic High School football and track and field coach coming up. I'm Chad Holmes. It is almost 2:13, the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Pool Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Radio 98.9 and 1230, Bow Falls Radio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 2:16. A bit of a dreary day in central Wisconsin. I was scheduled to go over and do some softball, but this guy comes in and tells me, nope, not going to do it today. So Newman is postponed both their baseball and softball games, correct? They can't get this game in. This has been like postponed.
The third time.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. But both the games against Stratford postponed, and they'll try again at some point.
Running out of dates, right?
I know it. Paul Micklegg joining us. Talk some Wisconsin sports here on this Friday. Well, yesterday, and I was over in Marathon doing a ball game, and I get a text from you, and you said, it happened. And Mike Budenholzer, the thing about it, I'm throw it right out there because we talked about this, that maybe, you know, you have a discussion and you decide, well, Budenholzer may want a different challenge, seeing what's coming in the future. Bucks may, you know, just have a discussion. The idea that the guy who in 5 years won more games than anybody else and won an NBA championship, and I know you've mentioned that being number one seed, they should be going deeper all the time, but they sent out a written statement signed by the president of the team and John, where's the GM? Yeah, made the difficult choice on where cannon is rear end. Didn't put it that way, but they fired him.
I was saying, I didn't think I read that part of it. But
they fired him. They fired him. And I just think, you know, who's the magic guy that's out there that they're saying, well, we're going to bring this guy in and he'll be the perfect head coach. I found him being fired to be off-putting. Is that just me?
That's just you.
Oh, you're okay with it.
Then. No, I'm not okay with it. But I mean, this is the society we live
in. And the thing is, I also said, before I let you kind of talk, I don't want to, please don't tell me, well, he's still going to get paid. Because that's not why many of us who love what we do do it. Yeah, Budenholzer's going to, he's got a contract. He'll probably either get another job or he gets paid. But I guarantee you he's not feeling good about
that. I might just say it now. I wasn't going to say it, but maybe I will say it.
Just to drive you over there. But you know that today, Mike Budenholzer's not feeling good, thinking, well, now I can just sit around and get my paychecks. Not the kind of competitor that it takes to be at the level that he's at. All right.
Yeah, I don't really think he's thinking that at all. I mean, I think he's probably sitting there going, you know, obviously he lost his brother a couple of weeks ago.
And, yeah.
And I don't think he's, well, I'm not saying that as an excuse either. I mean,
no,
I understand that they have to do what they have to do.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? That something bad probably happens to every single person here at some point in their life, right? I can name a few and you can name a few. I mean, so there's
right.
that doesn't, unfortunately, in this world, you can't just stop either. And what were they supposed to do, Chad? Wait, if they were going to do it, wait for 2 more weeks or
no.
2 more months or, you know what I mean?
But that has nothing to do with the fact the guy won 58 games again this year. I guess the thought is, if you're doing a lousy job, yeah, you get fired. Was he doing a lousy job?
Did they lose in the first round?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
Did they lose the best player in the NBA for 3 games in the first round? And you know something else that it's been said?
Did the Miami lose one of their best players?
Yeah. But they say, well, they should have done something against Jimmy Butler. I don't recall, Jimmy Butler played at a Michael Jordan level in that series. Did all those years, they should have just, took away Michael Jordan. Sometimes a great player steps up. I thought a great player stepped up.
Yeah, he did great. I'm not saying he didn't.
So is losing in the first round after being the best team in the NBA all season long a fireable offense? A lot of people say yes.
Look at the... No, I'm not agreeing with that either. I mean, we can meet in the middle here, Chad. We don't need to go one way or the other here. Look at the body of work. Look at the body of work that he did in Atlanta. His body of work is good during the regular season, and he did win a championship, which should probably give you last year's buffer room. And I'm just saying nowadays. I'm not saying how it's supposed to be.
And I'm also going to say about last season, they were missing their second best player when they got knocked out in 7 games by a team that almost won the NBA championship. So, I mean,
and the moon was to the left instead of to the right that night. Yeah, I mean, we can sit here and discuss excuses all the time.
Is losing the second best player on the team an excuse?
Yeah.
Brother.
It is an excuse. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you, but
it's a factor.
Yeah.
So
I agree with you.
An excuse makes it sound like it's, well, I'm not taking any responsibility for it. Well, I mean, it's a factor. I mean,
because you can sit here and say, I mean, if we want to analyze it, do they play in the regular season? They play hard, and that's why they win some games. And some teams are doing, is that why they we talked about it many times that they were going for that number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some of these other teams don't go for the number one seed, and they're sitting there making sure that they're healthy and making sure that they have the right guys in the right place and putting the right pieces together. And again, I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying if you look at his body of work, he's a very good regular season coach, and it hasn't panned out as much as they think that they should. And the window's only going to be open for so long, and that's what they think. Again, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying I can see it both ways. And unfortunately, nowadays in our society, Chad, if you can't agree with me on this, at least with the society, this is how we do it. It's now or never.
I know.
It's now.
It's ridiculous, in my opinion. I just find that... Again, I'm old enough to remember when the Milwaukee Bucks had great seasons, year after year after year in the late 70s and into the 80s. And there was never a thought, well, we're going to fire Don Nelson.
Expectations different, though?
They were winning 60 games.
No, it was the expectations different that...
Well, I mean, they had great
that
teams.
They weren't supposed to win. Because, I mean, you had the Boston, the Lakers.
I know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying...
But the expectation that this Milwaukee team is that much better than everybody else, I think, is a fallacy, too. Because, I mean, if you actually go, you could go back position by position with the 8th seed, and you could argue that in a lot of areas, Miami was as good as Milwaukee.
Well, a couple of weeks ago when I said that, that was that they were a number one seed last year.
Yes, you did.
And you said, and you huffed off that.
I did.
But now you're actually agreeing with me? Is that what you're saying?
Because of what I saw in those two games in the play-in, Miami didn't look that good. For whatever reason, they did not play nearly as well against Atlanta. They lost by double digits at home, and then they barely beat Chicago. They did not look like a team. And then when that series started, they looked like a different team. For whatever reason, I don't know what it was, but it shows, I guess.
You put the ball in the hole. That's pretty simple how that goes.
Well, yeah. And the thing was, it wasn't just Butler. There were, you know, their guards were just stellar.
Put the ball in the hole.
They
all did. I mean, but society has changed what expectations of athletics at that level.
Well, I'm going to fight against that with all my being.
Well, the thing is, you know, you're going to lose.
I'm willing to lose then.
You're going to lose for the rest of your life because it's changed. Well, the landscape has changed.
Somebody can fire me then, you know. It's like, because that, I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. I mean, the idea that the only way, and that's the whole mentality of tanking that I hate. And it's like, again, there's so much that I'm becoming the guy screaming at the clouds because there's a lot of things I really don't like about the way that things are done within professional sports. And I still love it, but, I mean, the idea of tanking for 3 years makes me sick because there's no guarantee we're going to be here in 3 years anyway. So, I mean, these fans, oh, yeah, let's tank. Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, the idea of not being consistently good, but, you know, as long as we win once, then we suck for 6 years. I'm not a fan of that. I'd rather have a chance every year.
And that's what they're saying. The chances, the window is. They're doing exactly what you're saying, Jed.
No, that's not what I'm saying. The idea of firing a very good coach is not.
Yeah, he's a great coach, and I think he did a great job.
Who's going to be the next coach? I mean, really, who's going to be better? Who's going to be better?
Those saying goes, who's the next guy that's going to get fired? I mean, that's what they're looking for, the next guy to get fired. That's how we're looking at it. I mean, that's how...
Doesn't that bother you? It bothers me. I don't know why it doesn't bother you. You seem to be okay with it. I don't know. I mean, it's like, I just...
Because you got to accept it, otherwise...
I mean, then we have to fire 31 coaches every year. I mean, it's like... I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
and the bottom line is, you know what really bugs me? It treats human beings like toilet paper. That's what, I mean, that bothers me. I want to root for the Milwaukee Bucks. I've told you this over the years. I like the Bucks because of the people that were involved in it. When they do crap like this, it really, you know, it bothers me. It bothers me big time.
It does. But and this is where you're going to get annoyed again.
I'm already annoyed.
You're saying that they, I look at yourself or myself, and you're talking about them treating people like toilet paper. Well, give me $3.5 million.
You could treat me. You could treat me. Go again. That has not, no. Because, no.
I mean, I'm serious, no, Jack. Come on.
No, that is not a valid argument. I'm sorry. That is not. You know, that does not allow people to be treated like garbage because you have the money to do that. You're saying that a rich guy can treat anybody like garbage as long as you have the money to pay off your conscience. That is not...
No, that's not what I'm saying,
actually.
Well,
that's what can be done. I mean, if you treat people like garbage as long as you pay them off, then fine. You know, it's like, no, that's not... No.
Are you telling me if they gave you $3.5 million...
I don't care if I'm being true.
No, not for basketball, Jed. Well, just listen here. If they gave you $3.5 million because...
I'm not
for this $3.5 million. Okay, for this job.
But that's not... No.
But it is the point.
No, it's not the point. Okay.
But you have a chance to be fired every year. Would you do it? Chad?
That's not the point. I'm not saying... No, I mean, there's a chance I can be fired when I get paid what I get paid.
Really. And that's not right either.
But, I mean, the idea that the money somehow makes it better for the... That we're okay with it a little bit more because they're paying somebody off. Again... That's a problem in our society where we have so many super rich people that can buy away conscience. I know that's off sports, but that's different. But I see that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is that he's in the position as you or me sitting here, and what we get paid, the average people that average lives, and
he's not going to have to trudge to the unemployment office and then worry about getting a job within X number of weeks to keep food on the table.
Correct. And I'm not saying it's the correct way of how to treat people, but I'm also not sitting here when we got homeless people sitting downtown and worrying about how the Bucks treated Bud. You know what?
But that's a microcosm about the rich in this society. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm not disagreeing with you, but this is a sports, and I'm talking about Bud here specifically. He did a great job in 5 years, and he won a championship. He won a lot of games, but it didn't seem like it. If you watched them in not just the playoffs, but in games that they had at Boston before the playoffs at home, Denver, you watched the games that they needed to win that were big games, they didn't do it, and that had to be concerning. I mean, somebody's getting paid a lot of money to watch to make sure why are we not winning those games, correct?
Someone's getting paid a lot of money to trade fives for a washed-up player, but we have to take a break and be right back on WXCO. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXC. I think I need a drink. It's the end of the week, and I'm teetering here. You know, it's teetering.
You know, now you don't have a game tonight, so now you are going crazy on me.
I am going crazy. Probably bad news, I'm going crazy. But we're talking Wisconsin sports. Before we wrap up the Bucks, do you have any idea? I mentioned Nick Nurse is somebody that's out there, but the theory would be that he's a guy that's known for his offense, being an innovator offensively. He won a championship. He's sort of like Bud. He won a championship and then kind of he petered out a lot more than Bud did, but he lost his superstar right after the championship when Kawhi left. But he's known as a guy that offensively is able to open things up. And I know that one criticism for Bud is that when plan A wouldn't work from time to time, that there was not a great plan B. Would he be a guy that would excite you if Milwaukee goes after him?
You know, I think they're going to take a lady.
Oh, Becky Hammond?
I think there's another one too. I just got honestly tells me that's when I first heard that.
You know, in the Bucks ownership group has always been a little bit of I remember when they first got in and they brought in Jason Kidd as sort of a celebrity hire. I mean, yep. He really was a celebrity hire.
And I'm not saying for celebrity purposes.
But they're not afraid to kind of think outside the box a little bit.
Correct, and I think they've tried the retread, kind of going through it. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bud.
The guy with experience. I wouldn't call him a retread because he was successful in Atlanta when he left. You know, he wasn't like he was canned.
But he was, he was canned.
No, I thought he left because there was like a
mutual agreement.
Well, because they were letting all the good players go.
Okay, I'm almost positive, though, it was a mutual thing.
I think it was a mutual thing. I do agree with that.
Which means that they probably were like, this is a good time to go and whatever. He did.
And he thought it was a good time to go.
And he
upgraded.
But you go off, I mean, you know.
I'm going to be Bud's lawyer for the next
Jason
5 weeks.
Kidd was, I mean, that. I mean, how's he doing in Dallas? I mean, these guys just keep getting jobs.
Jason Kidd had superstars and didn't make the playoffs, and he still got a job.
Correct. I mean, that's how this goes. I mean, this is how crazy that Bud's going to be fine. He's going to land on his feet and whatever. I think that they are willing to do something out of the norm that is the best for the organization and on the court. Right. And I think that that it, they're going to, I don't think it's going to be somebody that we've seen before. That's just my opinion.
And I guess the million-dollar question is, how does Giannis respond to it? I mean, that again, this is a guy that's got his extension kicking in, but this morning on ESPN, they're already, I mean, they were talking that way for years until he signed an extension. That's content for them to talk about where he might be going.
Because they want him out of Milwaukee.
Exactly.
He's not going anywhere.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
He's not going. I mean, if anybody goes through his life and what he does and he's happy there and Milwaukee gave him the opportunity and he's actually loyal, unlike a lot of people, that he's not going anywhere. Now, with that being said, I would have to believe that they talked to him.
I would hope they did. I would hope they did, because you don't want to, you can't afford not to. I mean, that's the bottom. Because contract or no contract, if he decides, well, I want to go, he can make it happen. I mean, we've seen that over and over again.
So. Correct. I mean, this is not, me sending Chad Holmes a text. I mean, if he got it the same way that you did, that he was sitting at a softball game and he saw it, then there probably is going to be issues. Right. And I don't think that's what happened. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting. I mean, and the thing about it is the next guy's going to have a big job. Because there's going to be some changes.
You keep on saying that. I don't really, the next guy.
Next person.
Thank you.
Yes, the next
Thank
person.
Thank you.
Well, if they do hire one of the first female head coach in NBA history, you heard it here first, you know?
Right here. And it just, I thought that team got sloppy.
Stagnant, maybe? Is that the word?
Yes, that they, I don't know how much,
Is the cycle for coaches now also changing? Because I think in the past, I remember reading a story when John Madden left the Raiders. And Al Davis said, well, you know, he retired, but he said, no coaches, the shelf life, 10 years is the outside. And that was back in 1978. I would think maybe in this era with everything that's going on around it, maybe the shelf life is even shorter.
Correct. But again, you know, we want to go before the commercials. Then I'm going to, there's a lot of people that have been at a lot of places for a long time. I don't know if there's an answer to that, to be honest with you. I don't think there is an answer to that. I think it's about, I don't know if Bud was ever, you said it during the break, if Bud was ever John's, like, guy. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when Horst got hired, whether or not it was before or after. And real quickly.
Do you think that owners didn't have a part in that?
Oh, of course, but you know but who signed the statement? Did you see that?
Yeah, yep.
It was Horst and it was Peter Fagan, the president. It was not any of the owners. And again, I think that it doesn't mean the owners weren't. I mean, of course, the owners were involved.
Correct.
But they put their names to it, and I think there's something to be said for that. And real quickly, the final point: John Horst, title-winning general manager, the two best players who got that title were brought in by who? John Hammond. John Hammond made the Giannis pick. He was the guy who made the best pick in probably NBA history in the mid-teens.
Especially where it was.
And then who else? And he also traded for Chris Middleton as a throw-in.
A throw-in.
A throw-in in that deal with Detroit. So John Hammond, you know, pretty, you know, how'd that get? That got him pushed out the door, too.
Chad, and you're like me, but you always love the underdog. You always
I've never been a fan.
Bring back Randy Wright and Lynn Dickey.
Lynn Dickey's the guy. But you're right, because I tell you, when the bandwagon gets full, I look for the nearest exit. Brett Favre had everyone on the bandwagon. I was still pining for the Magic Man.
Well, that's not a good example, because
I was.
Well, that was a mistake on your part.
I will take that under advisement. Brewers, kind of struggling here. And the thing that kind of jumped out yesterday is, you know, you don't expect the last third of the game to kind of fall apart like that.
I'm going to say what I said at the beginning of the year. You can fool baseball for a while, but you can't fool them for 162 games. And I don't think that that bullpen is where it needs to be. That's just my opinion on it. And I think that they're a 500 team when it's all said and done with that lineup and the bullpen. And then you throw in Woodruff not coming back to June. They're lucky that Wade Miley was a great pickup.
And you
take him out of the equation, and right now you'd be 500 probably, close
that's
to
a it. Vision is just going to be wacky because St. Louis is terrible. I mean, that's the thing that kind of jumps out. That's why also you don't want to see the Brewers give up three in a row at Colorado. You want to kind of, because the thought is eventually St. Louis is going to find their footing. They can't be this bad all season long, but who knows? But you'd like still like to have that gap. And, you know, you got Pittsburgh who's playing so very well, but you got to think that at some point Pittsburgh will come down to earth unless they're one of those Cinderella teams, and I think the Cubs are going to be solid as well. But this division is really wide open.
Yeah, and St. Louis will come back. It seems like it wasn't last year they came back on the Brewers. I mean, they're down in July a decent amount of games. So,
but this year, this is like the worst start in decades. I was reading an article about that. It's really surprising. It shows again that, you know, you can plan everything out the way you want to, because the thought was, you know, they were set up for a good run, and they're awful. So,
but it evens out, Chad.
It's 162 games, yes.
It's going to even out, and when you have a chance to go to Colorado, especially with Peralta starting on Monday, there's where you hope you take the first one. And then you maybe win one in the next two, and you got to win two out of three to get swept over there. And quite frankly, in not a very good way in any of those three games. And that is a concern going forward. And again, it goes back to that lineup. But now that lineup's starting to average out. You know, talking about all these young guys and all these guys can do stuff. Well, I mean, look at their averages. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's a reason why they weren't up yet.
That's true. And the thing is, their swoon started when we were on the field.
Are you blaming this on us?
They came out. They came back after that great road trip. First night back in Milwaukee. We're on the field, and they haven't been the same since then. I don't know.
It is true. That is facts. I know we like to live in the world of facts, but they did win two out of – they won those first two against the Angels after that.
Right.
And I thought they regrouped a little bit. And
then the regrouping went.
It's a long season. It's going to be. But I bet you, I'll be honest, I'm going to stick to it, Chad. I don't see that bullpen and that lineup being above 500.
And finally, we have a few minutes. Jordan Love signed a year contract extension. I like that deal for both sides, actually. It really, because you don't want to go into the season where he's in the last year, then you have to decide whether or not to, you know, tender him or whatever they call it these days. He's going to get good money. The Packers are protected. They'll pay a lot less if he doesn't work out. And I think it gives Jordan Love an opportunity to settle in as the starting quarterback without having that over his head.
I think in the situation they're at, they're going to have to give him 2 years anyways.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't think you're going to be able to base it off of this year just because of how young everybody is around him and kind of the flux that they're going through. So I think it's going to take 2 years. So that basically gives you 2 years. So even if they go 4-13 and he doesn't look that great, you probably still need another year so everybody around them gets a little older. That's just my opinion.
Can you imagine what people are going to be saying if they go 4-13? Because people aren't used to that. I remember when they were really bad, but holy cow. I got to say this out loud. Wisconsin sport fans, they always complain about the heartbreaks. We've been spoiled big time for a long time. If they go 4-13, people will be, their hair will be on fire.
They will be. And I like to consider myself the biggest Wisconsin fan around there, or one of them. The sun came up after the Bucks lost. You know, I didn't think it was going to come up, and it came up the next day. And the reality of it is that, you're going to have some ups and downs, and you're right. We've been spoiled, and the reality of it is the Packers, anything remotely close to 500 is going to be a good season. I think they do got a good defense. I'm not sold on their defense coordinator. I know you are. But offensively, I think they have weapons. This is the NFL. I mean, you need
learning
time.
On the job is hard.
It's going to be very difficult. And I think, to be honest with you, I think Love won't be the issue as much as the guys that are around him. Because he, they know if he's going to be okay or not by now. I really do believe that.
Right. And I like the guy. He's really come, he comes across really well. And even this, I read an article this week said, you know, people are saying, oh, how great he was in Philadelphia. And he said it. He said, well, they were in kind of a little bit of a prevent because they were up pretty big when he first came in there. So he even is realistic, I think. And I like that in a guy where he wasn't like, say, hey, yeah, I was fantastic, you know?
Correct. And he's, and, you know, that Kansas City game, I think, was a little misleading too, because I know they had a couple other guys out too, and the wind, it was windy that day, and they missed a field goal early on. I mean, there's so many things that you can gauge on. I would hope by, I mean, these guys get paid a lot of money to see how a guy reacts.
You
no, I
money.
Know money. I knew you were gonna say that, but they do get paid a lot of money. I'm talking about coaches and GMs and stuff like that. So I think they'll be okay.
I think they will be too. Well, that's something to look forward to in the future. Thanks for coming in. And
the future's coming up sooner than you know, Chad.
Thanks for letting me vent a little bit.
Oh, it was a great time, Chad. And you enjoy your night off now, all right?
I will. I'll be saying a silent prayer for Coach Budenholzer that he's okay. We're going to take a break and come back. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks, Paul McLinga. He was able to take my venting after Mike Budenholzer got fired. And he understands it, and I understand what he understands. But it's just, again, where, you know, it's not, I get... And again, I mentioned the Lionel Messi thing early on in the program. You can't always put a dollar sign on things. And Paul understands that, but he, you know, it's like, but it is a factor as well. But it's going to be interesting whether or not, you know, who the next guy is for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm going to try to shake it off as we continue on this Friday. Again, we were supposed to have high school softball later on today with the Newman Catholic Cardinals taking on the Stratford Tigers. Unfortunately, that game has been postponed due to the weather. Tomorrow morning, though, we have a big baseball matchup in the Merrillwood Conference South Division. Right now, there's a four-way battle. Four teams within a game of each other in the Merrillwood Conference South. And Marathon is currently in first place. Just one game behind is Edgar. And the Edgar Wildcats go to Marathon for that critical battle at the top of the Merrillwood Conference South. Also Auburndale and Stratford in the mix as well. But Edgar at Marathon, we will have live tomorrow on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 10:45 a.m. So again, it's a early start, Marathon and Edgar, 10:45 a.m. for the pregame, 11 a.m. for the first pitch here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. Also yesterday in high school sports, we had a doubleheader last night. I was over in Marathon, and the Red Raiders knocked off Assumption twice, 7-2. And then in the second game, it was interesting because going into the fifth inning, Assumption was ahead 4-3. But then Marathon would send 16 batters to the plate in the fifth inning, score 12 runs, and go on to win 15-5. Edgar yesterday in Merrillwood Conference Baseball defeated Newman Catholic 11-3. It was Auburndale beating Stratford. That was a big game because that knocked Stratford out of first place in the conference. Wisconsin Valley Conference yesterday, Stevens Point knocked off Wausau West by a score of 10-4. Also in the Valley, it was Wausau East edging Merrill 5-4 as well. High school softball, Spash beat West by a score of 9-3. And Wausau East got their first two Wisconsin Valley Conference wins in softball, knocking off Merrill in a pair of tight ones. They won the first one in extra innings, 9-7, and then won again, I think it was 7-5 in the nightcap. So a lot of high school sports going on. Getting to the end of the school year, you look at the calendar, it is May the 5th. We're within a couple of weeks of high school playoffs in spring sports, but also getting within the last month of school. And you have these seniors, and I get a chance to see these kids basically go through school. I've been doing the high school sports for such a long time, and you see them come up as sometimes as young as freshmen, then you obviously see them as sophomores and juniors, and then finally seniors, and all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, got ourselves another group of graduates coming through. And it's always such a great opportunity to be around these student athletes who do so much good. It's not just on the fields. If you are to look at other activities, extracurricular activities, look at grade point averages and a whole bunch more, we really are fortunate to have a good group of young people that are coming up in our area. And that's why it's important that we have been talking about this issue over at Wausau East, because, and I know that I've been talking a lot about this and being very, I think, strident in terms of that. I think that the decision to have the investigation, find that there were a number of instances of just inappropriate behavior, and then to return to the teacher, to the classroom. As I've said before, I'm not a one strike and you're out kind of person. I think that we can learn from mistakes, that we can, in certain circumstances, be able to, not have the one strike and then you lose your job and lose all opportunity for forever. But in this case, where you have a situation that has caused such anguish, number one for the student, and there's a lot of other people that have been talking, but I look strictly number one at the student, and that's where you have to look at when you're doing that investigation and everything else when it comes to this issue at Wausau East. And then the family, because the family, they put their heart into their kids, their heart and soul and everything else into their kids. And you see the pain that it causes them. And then, of course, in a circumstance like this, the Asian American community as well. So there's so many layers to it that says, hey, we have to do something significant to make sure that the entire community feels like they have their backs. Starting with the student, we have your back. Starting with the family, we have your back. And then the Asian American community, we have your back as well. And I think the way that this has gone has not been that way. And because of that, that's why the Department of Public Instruction is getting involved in this from the state level. I mean, they wouldn't be involved in it unless they thought, hey, there's something not quite right here in terms of the ultimate decision that was made. So, again, I see things in so many different layers, especially with my background of being around the kids in the high school sports realm. And it's something that we're going to keep an eye on, both in terms of our sports and then, of course, if that's ongoing story involving the Wausau School District and Wausau East. Well, how much rain are we going to expect today into the weekend? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to get a chance to talk to Ray Miller, our meteorologist, coming up here in just a few moments at 3:06. And then after that, we're going to be bringing back a conversation I had recently with the mayor of Wausau. We had Katie Rosenberg on recently. We're going to hear that conversation coming up as well in hour number two. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.